This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. With cooperative weather throughout much of the fall, harvests move quickly and efficiently for most producers in 2024. It's also allowing producers some much-needed time for rest and relaxation at the end of one of the busiest times of the year for farmers. We will hear more from USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey next.
Attention, hut!
What's with your father?
I finally got him to look at John Deere Operations Center.
You! Call in air support and pass the word. We're mobilizing.
What's he saying?
We finished the north fields and the trucks are moving east.
Crop duster, over. Harvest Hawk says redeploy. Redeploy!
Take command of your farm data. Check out Operations Center at johndeere.com.
Dad!
Hit it, son. Recon East Ridge. Go, go, go!
Operations Center, only from John Deere.
The early harvest in 2024 is helping producers enjoy the fall season.
This is a good year because a lot of folks will be spending time with their families or out hunting instead of harvesting crops because we have just gotten so far along with the harvest progress that folks are able to either take a little time off or have already completed harvest and are moving into the off-season activities like fall tillage or fertilizer applications, which can be spread out a little bit more. So again, a good year for field work and finishing up things before the holidays this year. And it looks like as colder weather moves in, we're just heading into a pretty peaceful early winter, late autumn period here for much of the United States.
That is USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey, who says that the winter wheat crop is performing well in most areas.
But we are still watching some of the drier pockets across the northern plains that have not received much, if any, precipitation in November.
Those pockets of dryness are found in states of the upper Midwest, like South Dakota, says Rippey.
Extending into northern Nebraska, keeping an eye on the dryness there, it does look like it will stay dry for at least the next week. And we're also going to be watching some colder air working its way southward.
He says that some producers could be dealing with single-digit temperatures soon.
But at this point, nothing below zero expected in the driest areas. So for now, it's really just more of a drought concern, not a winter kill concern.
USDA announced this week that 55% of the winter wheat crop is rated in good to excellent condition. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.